Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Yo, that song big. Yo, Drake got hits quiet, B. It's quiet, but they hits. Like, hits. You know what I mean? Drake got records out, man. You just be like, yo, this is Drake, huh? Another one come on, you be like, oh, that's Drake, huh? Oh, man, Drake's popping out here. People try to act like that album Certified Lover Boy ain't lit.
Right.
And there's people who don't like it. You could not like it, but don't act like it ain't lit out here. It's lit. Fair trade, girls want girls. Champagne poetry. Miss Joints. Joints. Laura Stiles, good morning, man. We almost made it to the weekend.
I know. Good morning.
How you feel?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Kenza didn't wake up this morning trying to fake bump her face on the crib and get mom to stay and do all that?
Nah, she was good. She was sleeping by the time I left, so she's chilling.
What's the illest, like, complete fake cry, tantrum, shenanigans she's thrown so far?
I haven't had, like, a full meltdown yet, but she, like, sometimes she just wants to be carried, and I'm like, nah, fam, you're heavy.
You gotta walk.
Yeah, and she can walk now.
Right.
So I put her down, and she starts crying. Like, so I was like, come on, man. So I sat on the couch, and I was like, I'm here. I can come give you a hug whenever. I'm not picking you up.
She stands in front of you with her hands in the air. Like,
yes, yeah. And I tickle her armpits, and she gets mad.
That's great. That's phenomenal.
And she'll just be mad for a little bit, and then she'll be like, all right, man. She ain't paying me no bite. I'm going to go play with my toys.
That's, oh, man, I love to hear it. Yo, because I've seen it the other way, Laura, and I'm sure there's parents listening right now, that their kids was either slow to walk or they carried them too much, so they just never, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely know some, kids in my family that everybody was like, yo, why is so-and-so not walking? I'm like, because, well, moms and dad carried them all the time. They ain't got to walk.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I'm like, no, you're going to walk.
Yeah. Same thing with talking too, by the way. If you talk to your kids regular, they talk sooner. If you talk to them like babies and do all the goo-goo, gaga, no language stuff, slow to it.
Right.
And obviously, I'm overgeneralizing, but still, man, there's some parents out. Yo, you ever seen them big 7-year-olds sitting in the strollers?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm like, come on, man.
You're like, what?
This grown-ass man can walk.
Exactly.
Barely fitting in the stroller.
His legs are tired.
Yeah, because she don't walk never.
Right.
You got to make him walk, man. Yo, from early, I was telling Issa, like, yo, you got brand new legs, B.
Facts.
Your legs is brand new. We're going to use them joints.
Right. What's the max you think? 3-4?
The max what?
On a stroller. 3-4?
Yeah, the 4-5 zone is where it's really hard.
Yeah.
3-4. But yeah, 3-4 is where you start to go, all right, listen. You know, what I honestly did is I put Issa on a scooter, you know, a little 3-wheel scooter early. So that way when we had to walk far, she had a little scooter with her. And so she had something to work on.
Right.
You know, instead of just walking, she could cruise on her little scooter. So by like 3-4 years old, she was cruising on her little scooter while we walked.
Right.
You know, which was giving her exercise a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and if that's not an option, because, you know, wherever you live, yeah, but you got to get them walking.
Right.
You got to get them walking. The other thing I did was the I'm bigger so I could carry her longer, that baby Bjorn. where I just wouldn't even bring the stroller.
Right.
And so she hated being carried in the baby Bjorn, but that was the only option.
Yeah, that's where you carried him like a backpack in the front.
Right.
Yeah.
Put him in the front or the back.
Right.
And so then it was like she hated that. She was like, dang, I don't want that. And I don't want to walk. So she had to pick.
Yeah. So you can't be rolling up with your 6-year-old to the first grade in a stroller.
Nah, bro.
With your feet dragging first grade. Okay.
Nah, bro.
You're 6-year-old.
Looking crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get into the shenanigans this morning. It's time for the game that lives up to its name. Laura, what are we giving away?
All right, so today we are giving away 2 passes to see Kanye West and Drake performance tonight live stream from the LA Coliseum. So Amazon Music will be broadcasting at 4 local theaters, and we're getting you in.
Ooh, wait, hold up. It's cracking tonight. And so I don't want y'all to confuse this. We're not flying you to LA tonight. We're putting you in a movie theater tonight.
Yeah, that's it. Where the concert will be streaming.
Yo, I was telling Laura before we started chopping this morning that it felt quiet for the concert. Like, I know people know about it, but it feels quiet. Tonight, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be everywhere.
It's going to be interesting to see what
happens. Yeah, man.
And we'll talk about it more in Flashing Lights because I got some details to share, but we'll see.
All right, on the line right now, Princess and Wesley. Princess.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Princess. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
Jersey City.
Jersey City. Shout out to everybody over in Jersey City. What part of Jersey City you in?
The Greenville area, close to
Greenville.
Journal Square.
What's popping? Journal Square was cracking. There's a lot of change going on over there. You been over there your whole life?
No, I'm from the Bronx, and I've lived in Staten Island for a few years. But nope, just live here.
Okay.
Just moved over there. Yeah, man. I love, man, Jersey City people, man. What up, man? Great people, man. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
You like living over there, Princess? You having a good time?
I do. It's me and my baby. It's quiet. I don't know nobody, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, all right. Wesley, what up, fam?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, Wesley Snipes on the line, man.
Oh,
how you doing,
God,
man? Yo, I really love you. I love what you're doing in this new Kevin Hart joint, B.
Yeah, true.
Fire.
Big ups.
Listen, man, I brought out my best. You know, I could drop by and, you know, we just talk about it. Let me know.
Yo, man, we would love to have you in the studio sometime. Let's organize that. Yo, producer Griff, get Wesley Snipes linked up, man. You know what I mean? We had the legend, the icon in the studio. All right, Princess, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles? Let's go. What are we doing?
Going with my girl, Laura.
Yeah, kid. Let's go.
Let's go, Ebro. Make sure Laura don't got those answers.
Yeah,
oh,
Wesley,
my
listen.
God.
Yo, Wesley, listen.
Can't believe
they,
it.
Yo.
She does not. We don't do that up
I
here.
Can't
we,
believe
yeah.
It's
wait, what, Shani? We don't do that?
God. That was a mistake. One time you saw it on our side. We don't do that.
Yeah, because I saw it. What about all the other times?
How many times has it been on your side that we've saw it?
Right. Never. I don't recall you ever bringing that up, ma'am.
Wow.
You see what you did,
Wesley?
Yeah.
Such a liar.
Laura just throwing out a rando. I knew I should have took a picture of it. Shani's got the questions.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right.
Go.
Okay, who was fired by CNN?
Ebro.
Laura.
Chris Cuomo.
Oh. That is a fact. What is the name of Batman's butler?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
Alfred.
Alfred is correct. Which holiday song became the first to go diamond?
Laura.
Ebro.
Laura.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Mariah Carey, yes. All I Want for Christmas is the answer. Who was the founder of McDonald's?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Oh, Laura. Oh, I know.
His name, damn, what's your man's name, man?
I know.
Two. One.
Donald McRonald.
No.
I forgot his name, for real.
Ray Kroc.
Good try. Ray Kroc is correct.
Ray Kroc, yeah.
How do you remember that? Which artist was withdrawn from this year's
Ebro.
Grammy? Ebro.
Drake.
Drake?
He withdrew himself.
That's a fact. Scurvy can be caused.
Ebro.
Ebro.
Scurvy.
Scurvy can be caused by lack of vitamin C.
That boy good.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That is correct. But Laura wins.
Well, I was going to make the joke because I was going to lose anyway. I was going to say by being a pirate, you got scurvy. Arr, scurvy. Arr,
I've never even heard of scurvy.
Me neither.
Scurvy. You have arr.
Lack of
pirates used to get. Yeah, pirates used to get. They used to talk about scurvy.
No.
Scurvy. But you remember the name Ray Kroc?
Yes, the founder of McDonald's. The whole movie about him. Remember that.
Yo, I saw it. That, never remember.
That's Young Snacks, first of all. Second of all.
Don't disrespect.
Yeah, second of all. You know what I'm saying? People do know that, Ray Kroc. I knew his name was something. I just forgot. It wasn't
you knew,
Mr.
Wait,
McDonald.
Wait, you knew he had a name?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't Mr. McDonald.
Right.
That's what I knew. I knew it wasn't just some guy named McDonald.
John McDonald, right.
Yeah,
Rosemary,
exactly.
You know what scurvy was?
I know it's a thing. I would have not known it was from vitamin C.
Scurvy. Arr. Should we talk like pirates all day? Arr,
I'm not sure about the pirate joke.
Laura Rosenberg.
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver me timbers.
Yo, what's the worst joke Ebro's had in the first 10 minutes of the show? This or Wesley Snipes for 5 minutes just because his name's Wesley?
He's on a roll. But
what's going on? What about Wesley the pirate?
Nah, see, you're going too far.
See, too far.
See.
All right. Princess, we're hooking you up for 2 passes, Princess, okay, to see Kanye West and Drake perform tonight. Streamed, remember, this is live stream from the LA Coliseum. Amazon Music will be broadcasting at 4 local theaters, and we're hooking you up, okay, Princess?
Thank you so much.
Princess, the Princess of Jersey City is on the line. Yo, come back on, man. We would love to talk about the baby and the royal family, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The royal family of Jersey City.
Wow, three?
Three.
Thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And don't get scurvy.
Oh, wow. Don't be scurvy.
Don't be scurvy.
It's commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Big boom, bang, boom, bing. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So the countdown is on until the Drake and Kanye show. It's really Kanye West, and then Drake is probably gonna pop out for a little bit.
You think it's just a pop out?
I think so. I really don't.
It's not
think...
being billed that way.
I really don't think it's going to be like this joint effort of like song for song. I don't know. I don't think so. I hope I'm wrong, but.
I mean, I can agree that it's not going to be like, you know, one performs, the other one performs, or it's a song for song. I think there will be a Drake. There's a potential that it's a Drake performance within a Kanye West show, but more than a pop out. I think we'll get a few songs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I see.
I don't know. I see it being more split than that.
What do you got? What do you got, Rosenberg?
I it could be based around Kanye and Drake comes out and does a set with him. But even if that's the case, I bet it's like a half hour. Like I think he does a real. I think it's closer to split.
Now, do you think Kanye stays? They're on stage performing at the same time, like Kanye's Drake's hype man, and vice versa. Or
I think that would be a bit much.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know if I could see Drake being Kanye's hype man. I don't know.
Does anyone have an idea of what time they're supposed to hit the stage?
Well, look,
8 o'clock on 8 o'clock Eastern.
Are you sure?
Or excuse me, no, excuse me, 8 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, so 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time is 11 p.m. Eastern. So it's going to be a late show for East Coast.
Okay.
And, you know, it's 11 p.m. I don't know when they're actually going to go on stage.
Right.
I'm going with midnight Eastern. They finally hit the stage.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because it is at the where's it at? It's at not the Staples. It's at what's the
LA
other thing?
LA Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, the Memorial Coliseum. So they got to get out of there.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Kanye and them will pay the overages or whatever. They got money, so it's no big deal. But they can't be there all night.
And they're building a massive elevated platform in the middle of what's usually a grass field. Like, they're going in. They're saying that people are working around the clock to make this fancy stage happen.
Oh, it's crazy.
So let's see, guys. Let's see. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, high of 39 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, it's bro Laura Rosenberg. Good money. Coming up, Ride or Die. Who should be on the list for congratulations? You played yourself. Give us some ideas. Should it be the Nets losing to the Rockets? Like, what are we... what's happening out here? I know KD didn't play. Aldridge
second
didn't play. But
back
still.
Back.
Yeah. Still. Keep it locked.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning, party people. Yo, did you guys see the pics of Beyonce and Jay-Z, Hov's birthday weekend in Vegas? A lot of cuddling and canoodling and kissing going on.
Yeah.
A lot of PDA.
Mm.
Yo, man, I love to see it. Man, it gets me hype. Yo, the craziest part, though, because, you know, A, we know Hov and Beyonce, so why wouldn't we be excited to see, you know, those two make it to where they made it? You know what I'm saying? Not only, now I'm not talking professional, I'm talking personally. Like, how many celeb couple relationships we get to see unravel?
I know.
You know, they had a moment. They had a moment. They had to fight through it, but.
It's even better.
That's what I'm saying. And people have the audacity when they see the Carters, the Carter Knowles family, being happy to hate, man. What is wrong with y'all? Why would it make you mad that Beyonce posts a pic of, or like a little, you know, one of those little reels or whatever, where they were like, you know, it was like a still photos put together. I don't know what you call it.
Would that take
a
bunch of,
a little collage or something?
Yeah, like a collage. There you go. Yeah, I saw people in the comments or just on social media like, it ain't really like that. He cheated on her. I can't even, you know, you know what I got for them?
Yeah. Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
And to all of the people in relationships that, you know, been through something and fought through it and decided it was best to stay together and are better for it. Now, if you decide to stay together with somebody who is not even trying to make the improvements.
I was just going to say, let's specify the difference, though, between... You stayed together and made a significant change. Because even with you talking about Hov, he talked about on 444 at length sort of the work and how he's changed. If you just keep sticking around with someone who's being terrible to you, don't celebrate. That's not worth a celebration.
Yeah, your partner's not Hov.
Or even Steve, who's just putting in the effort.
Yeah, or anybody putting in the effort, exactly. Because I can tell you for sure... Hov made the effort to improve himself as a husband and a father. You know what I mean? And honestly, kudos to him. He kind of did it in front of all of us, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely
so it's definitely something to salute, though. I love seeing it. Laura, what's on your list today?
So I read this story earlier today when I was coming in, and I saw the video. Ugh. So according to The Griot, a man named Alan Ali and his partner, Camille Hollett, So they were en route to their home in Philadelphia from Charlotte, right? They were in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were on an American Airlines flight this past Sunday. So the couple, you know, were in a row, and then a passenger tells them, hey, y'all got to get up. Like, telling him to get up so he can get to his seat. But he was speaking to them in a really rude way. Imagine you sitting there and someone's like, you got to get up.
Right.
Like, what? You know what I mean?
It's fighting words.
So the woman has a seven-week baby. A seven-week-old baby. She's carrying her child. And, you know, the little, in the baby genre, the ones we were talking about, the little front backpacks covered up. And as soon as she's trying to get up, she's being blocked by other flight attendants in, you know, the little passenger area. So the flight attendant starts getting really aggressive with them, like, is this going to be a problem? And it turned, guys, they ended up getting kicked out. The couple with their seven-week-old baby ended up getting kicked out.
Wow.
And I'm so happy that people filmed it to prove that everybody was just piling up on them. On some, like, really aggressive. And I'm surprised, listen, God bless this woman, because I'm surprised she didn't react worse, because I would have had a meltdown.
Right.
The way they were talking to her, the way they were approaching them. And you know what? American Airlines and, you know, the stewardess who was being, and the male stewardess who was being extra aggressive with them, I'm glad they filmed them. At one point, Ebro, when they were trying to film, do you know that someone knocked the phone out of their hand?
Oh, what?
One of the workers.
And we're like, stop filming.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So now they're planning, you know, to take legal actions, as they should. But the video is all over social media now. And it's like, it's so sad, because now people have to make sure they videotape these instances. That's the only way they'll ever get any type of justice, anything.
Right.
But... hey, bro, she had a baby that's 7 weeks old. Like, what is this woman going to do? Is
Congratulations.
This going to be a problem?
You played yourself.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yo, people are crazy, son.
You played yourself.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Rosenberg, what's on your list, fam bam?
Well, let's see. There's one thing I saw about Ocho Cinco said the reason he had a healthy career was because he ate McDonald's.
Hmm?
Yeah. No, he said the reason he never had serious injury is because eating McDonald's built up a callus for his insides.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
For his insides.
Yeah. Like you know, Shawnee, like Shawnee with eating nuts and raisins, which are actually healthy foods.
Right. Well, that builds immunity. He said that built
immunity.
A callus.
Right.
Well,
what he's saying is
basically his insides is like an old McRib under a heat lamp. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's going to be good either way.
It turns into a McRib. His ribs are actually McRibs.
That's
what
right.
He's saying. So there's that, which I thought was interesting. And then there's also all of us who didn't even realize a couple nights ago that ABC ran back the Facts of Life and Different Strokes back-to-back live on primetime.
Yo, hit me with the button.
No, I didn't see.
Or hit ABC, because whoever y'all...
You played yourself.
Whoever y'all telling about these programs, they not us. So they not really the most important people. I'm the most important person you need to find when it comes to Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
Wait, was Tootie there?
If I didn't know about it, nobody knew about it.
Well, two things. I don't disagree with Ebro. Like, that's a bad promo job. I know they've done these in front of a live studio audiences before, but you should have known for the Facts of Life and Different Strokes, the audiences, they probably did a big number. They could have done a way better one. Because
what?
I watched yesterday on Hulu, and you can't turn it off, because you're talking about on Facts of Life, you got Jennifer Aniston, Gabrielle Union, Jason Bateman, Jon Stewart. They got everybody. And then you get to Different Strokes, and they got Damon Wayans as Willis. They got John Lithgow as
Mr. Drummond.
And then they got Kevin Hart as Arnold.
And Snoop came in as Willis's friend?
Yes, and they have Boyz II Men singing the theme song live.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, yo. Yeah.
Yes.
Listen.
Congratulations.
ABC.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You played yourself.
I know Shawnee's tight, too.
Word.
I hit Shawnee last night. Yes, the hardest part of what they do on these ABC Live shows, and shouts to Jimmy Kimmel, he's the one who came up with it, is that they have the theme songs performed live on the stage. It is so fire that at the end, Norman Lear, who's 99 years old, and you know, he's the dude who changed TV. Jeffersons, Archie Bunker, Facts of
Good
Life,
times.
Different Strokes, Good Times. 99 years old, he's out on stage with all of them. It's a beautiful moment. And guess what? We didn't have any idea it was airing, so hit the button.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Terrible. You praise yourself.
Turn that up.
Different strokes today. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story.
Hey,
everybody
finds a way to shine. Voice of
Missing. Yep.
I like not a lot.
So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does.
Yo, and by the way, if ABC didn't market this in New York City, fail. Cause isn't the show about two black kids from, weren't they from Harlem?
Yeah, they're from Harlem. And I'm
who got adopted by Mr. Drummond and moved to what, the Upper East Side?
Yeah, like Park Avenue.
Yeah. Park Ave, okay, yeah.
And I actually think that Facts of Life, they're all at a boarding school. I think that's outside New York City, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was watching the episode, and Joe talks about being from the Bronx.
Right.
She is
someone else
Bronx.
Talks about being from Queens. Like, it's mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's from New York, too.
Oh, Peekskill. Griff said they were in Peekskill.
There you go.
I always wondered what part of the Bronx Joe was from because I never saw anybody like Joe in the Bronx.
That's a fact. You take the good, you take the bad.
You played yourself.
Take them both, and there you have.
Excellent.
It was damn good, though. ABC. You should watch it on Hulu. It's on Hulu. It's worth a watch.
Yo. Hulu, ABC, everybody involved, get the button. The fact y'all don't market to the right. Who's doing y'all marketing? Y'all got some little 24-year-old fresh out of college doing y'all marketing or something. Y'all don't know how to get to people, man. What's wrong with y'all, man?
Congratulations, man. You played man. Yourself.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Cash One's 97 minutes commercial free. Up next, curves gonna happen. You know, people get curved. They get ghosted, man. They think it's all good. Texting, saying all the good stuff, the juicy stuff in the text, and then all of a sudden they're not hitting you no more. Bill got curved by Laura. We'll check in with Bill and, you know, see why he wants to reach out to Laura and why Laura curved him. Also, Juanito steps in the room. We got some amazing prizes this morning. You know, the big stream is happening tonight. Kanye West, Drake. I think we can get you into one of the movie theaters to see the stream. Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, hot97curved@gmail.com. People go on dates all the time. Things happen. Sometimes nothing happens. You don't hear from the person. You thought it was all good. Well, guess what? You got curved.
Yep.
Or you can call 800-223-9797 like our guy Bill. Bill, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Looking at the notes on you, before we call Laura, who curved you,
not me.
Laura Stiles, you picked her up, took her to dinner in Queens.
Yup.
And you do admit that you got mad at the waiter.
Oh, boy.
And when...
Bill,
describe mad. What is mad? What, you were yelling? You were rude? What mad? What does that mean?
I was being a little bit more forceful than I usually am because...
Give me an example.
I was trying to... Man, he came up and he was saying, like, this is your order. And I knew, first off, he ordered orange chicken. And this dude came up with pork stomach with sour pickles. And I go there all the time. This dude knows me. And I said, like, listen, man, that's not the order. You need to take that back. Come back with the orange chicken. He's like, no, that's your order. And I was like, man, don't get up in my face telling me what my order is.
All right, Bill, calm down.
I doubt he got it in his face.
You don't believe it.
He sounds
sound,
like
Bill sounds a little...
He's very aggressive.
Yeah, calm down, man.
He's a little turned up.
Yeah.
Bill.
Swimmer down now.
Bill.
Yo, I was, you know, because it was just... The whole thing was just really important to me, and I just wanted to make sure the night went right, you know what I mean?
Nah, hey, it's just orange chicken, though, bro.
I know. It's not... Nice.
It's orange chicken, bro.
We could get you some, you know, chicken and broccoli with brown sauce. We could get you know what I mean? Extra packet of duck sauce. No need to...
Extra crazy.
Yeah.
An extra duck sauce. You know, and you don't.
And pork belly back. And, yo, we were sitting there for like 45 minutes, yo.
So now you're calling us because after all of this, you're wondering why Laura didn't hit you back.
Yeah. I mean, everything else went good. So
we're going to call Laura right now. She's not going to know you're on the line. But it sounds like you would love to date her again, and maybe she just didn't hit you back because of this incident.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on, bro. Keep quiet. We're calling Laura.
Hello?
Laura.
Hey.
Hey, it's Ebro and Laura Styles and Rosenberg from Hot 97. You agreed to come on Curve today?
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about Bill. You didn't hit him back after the date, and why?
Okay, well, the guy seemed to have a bit of an anger problem.
Ooh. Okay,
hello. Mm-hmm. When we went to the restaurant, he totally freaked out on the waiter. There was a point where the waiter was taking too long with our food. And then when we got our food, he gave me pork belly instead of orange chicken. I mean, the waiter went, he went and he changed, he got my order right the second time. He totally freaked out, and that wasn't the first time he was freaking out. On the way to the restaurant, he was freaking out on, like, drivers on the road and even people crossing the road. It was too much for me. I mean, it really seemed like he had an anger problem, and honestly, it seems like he needs some anger management classes because that was just too much.
Not your steez, just not your steez.
Not anyone's steez.
Well, Laura, we have Bill on the line, and Bill copped. He admitted that he freaked out on the waiter. Bill?
No, that was something that I even said. Like, that, I saw that there was, like, maybe a moment that things were, like, weird, but I even said, like, yo, is everything cool? And you was like, yeah.
Well, she was afraid of you at that point.
Hello,
she wanted
thank
to keep
you.
Things chill.
Yes,
everything
I
was
mean,
cool. What you talking about? I'm yelling at people on
the here you go, yelling again, Bruce Banner.
That's exactly what I was trying to avoid that night. I mean, it was our first date. I wasn't trying to have him attack me on anything. You were attacking people off of little things.
I'm attacking people.
Bill,
people
has anyone ever told you that you're a bit aggressive?
Man, people walking in the street, I tell them to get out the street. I don't want to hit them with my car.
You just yelling people to get out the street?
Wrong food, I tell them to give me back the right food.
Maybe it's your tone of voice.
That's a good point.
Man, I don't know about the tone of voice, nothing, man. All I'm saying is, okay. When people walk across the street with me,
all right, Bill.
Nope.
All right, Bill. So, all right, Joe. So, Bill, right. I mean, Laura, would you go out? This is why Bill called us and called Hot 97 is because he obviously wants to go on another date with you. But, Laura, would you go on another date with Bill?
Unfortunately, no. No, nope. I wouldn't.
So, Bill, do you want to go get anger management and learn about your tone of voice and chill out?
Man, I ain't about to do none of that. Fine, man. You don't want to go out another date, that's fine. I'm going to go back on Soul Swipe.
Yell at someone until they like you?
Man, I don't know about all that.
Bill. All right, man. Bill.
Oh, hey, Bill. We forgot to give Bill something.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Somebody who works at an airline, can you let me know why y'all act like y'all can't take bags that are overweight?
Go like, ahead. Tell us what happened.
Everybody already knows when the bag is overweight, you got to pay extra. Mm-hmm. And so if I tell you, if I'm like, yo, you know, I put the bag on the scale. I'm like, listen, it's overweight. I know I'm going to have to pay extra. Just what is it? The whole 5 minutes of, oh, I don't know if we can do this. And,
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought they just charged you.
They do that?
Yeah. That just happened to me.
I don't know if we can.
do this?
Yeah, and I'm like, doing this. I said, man, don't you guys just charge extra? Like, how much?
Hey, do you have an anvil in the bag?
Well, yeah, no. I have a big ass bag
with a lot of clothes.
Yeah, it's all closed, but nonetheless, the whole conversation about, like, are you going to take something out? No, where am I going to take it out and do what?
And
I'm
going to
go buy
what?
Another bag? Like, and do what? What am I going to do? I'm going to drive home, and you think I got a car parked outside? I'm going to just put stuff back.
And furthermore, people show up, whole families show up on, like, for huge trips, and they have 7 bags. They just pay for them all. Like, your bag isn't taking down the flight. I don't even understand. That might be because you were black. So it's starting to feel like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. But, yo, it was definitely yesterday. It was a full convo. I was like, man, I had to go, ma'am, it's fine. Charge me. Like, she did not want the money. At a certain point, I'm like, yo, don't you want the money?
Yo, and you're not like me. I show up if on the rare occasion, like, because you're gone for a while, so you had to bring a lot of stuff. On the rare occasion where I'm forced to do that, I'm the one who's fighting to not go over the pound limit so I don't have to pay. So then when they say, well, do you want to remove some clothes? You go, okay, maybe I could squeeze stuff into my backpack so I don't have to pay. You're playing the whole cheap game. You just show up going, I'll pay the money.
Yeah, because I don't like bringing extra bags. I don't like bringing 2 and 3 bags. Like, I bring one bag. I'm going to check this one big-ass bag. It's going to be big.
And that's it.
And I'm done.
You know what it is, Ebro? Is that the people that work at the airport, they know that these bag fees are BS. So they're like, yo, bro, you sure you just want to take something out because they charge you?
Okay, maybe that's it. How about this, y'all? I have, I fly global services. I have a million miles.
Yo, give me some miles.
They have to look at my account and go, I mean, at least this lady has to look at my account and at least go, yo, he flies all the time. He knows the drill. Let's expedite this thing. Let's get this
over. He's done this before.
And you know, when you go into, like, global services, you go in, like, a side room where only certain people go in that room. Lady, you know I fly all the time. I wouldn't even be in this room if I didn't fly all the time.
Yeah, that's wild.
So I just wanted to know. I just want to know, for somebody who works at an airline, why do y'all even do that? Why?
Well, hopefully it's a safety precaution.
No, so it is. I believe it's about weight distribution. Right. They're concerned about weight. Or maybe what Cass once said, where the lady honestly was trying to be super nice, like, bro, don't pay this.
Right.
But honestly, I don't have a place to put 3 pounds of stuff.
Or maybe it's been 20 years since 9/11, and we're still in shambles at the airport. And as a country, we are backwards, and everything we do at the airport has been permanently messed up, and we are lost and still chasing our tail on how to act at the airport. Is that possible?
How did you get to that?
Because everything's a thing. Every security thing. Them taking your expensive lotion. I've seen girls go through this. They got a $70 lotion. It's 3.5 ounces. And watching them throw it in the garbage so you could go on the other side and buy a bottle of liquid. The whole thing is insane. Meanwhile, they'll let you check in your carry-on bag a razor that you could shave with, that you could harm someone with. No problem.
Yo, you shouldn't be saying, no, you're not supposed to bring that razor on. You're not supposed to have that razor in there, though.
Well, guess what? I've seen it let go. By accident.
Dang.
I'm just saying, we're lost, okay? You sent me down. Now you sent me down an airport anger corridor.
Yo, and the shoes coming off.
Bomber 18 years ago blew himself up, and we've been taking our shoes off ever since. God forbid they install any security at a bus terminal or a Amtrak station. Those places are good.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You just walk right in.
The subway, you're clean.
The subway. Where every day millions of people are on it, and people randomly walk in. Psychopaths in this city 3 weeks ago walk in and shove someone into the
unraveling.
Track. It's crazy. In Japan, they have they guard the subway tracks with glass. Here, it's just willy-nilly open so psychopaths could push people into the tracks.
If they had to put plexiglass up to guard the subway tracks, you know what our subway fare would be?
And it's already bad. They don't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. They would double it. It would. They would double. It'd be $10.
Double it. Yeah, they triple it, quadruple it.
Yo, call right now. 800-223-9797. DJ John is in the room.
DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny.
Yo.
John, you have a... Your camera looks like it, you put suntan lotion over the lens or something.
I don't know. I've been trying to clean it, and it's not working.
Probably the light, John.
The light, right?
Ah, yeah, there it goes. There it goes. John, what are you giving to people today when they're smarter than you?
Win two passes. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, that's weird. Win two passes to see Kanye West and Drake perform live tonight at
who?
In L.A. Drake.
And Dre? Right? Dr. Drake. Dre?
Yeah, Dr. Dre. West Coast. The Chronic.
Got it.
All that. No. Anyway, Amazon Music will be providing like two passes to see him at four local movie theaters. So you can go see him tonight.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot.
It is. It's four locations where they're playing the live stream of the Drake-Kanye concert from Los Angeles.
So does this mean that Jeff Bezos is supporting the release of Larry Hoover?
Yep.
Hashtag, why not?
I guess that's where it's at. I'm just curious.
Yeah, why not? Why not? You know?
What a time. What a time.
Who we got on the line, Shiny Culture?
We got Mike.
Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's going on? Good morning.
Mike, answer this question. Good morning, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm chilling, bro. Why you just all right? Why you not great?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm alive, man. I'm alive.
Beautiful.
Okay. Sweet. All right. All right. Just making sure you actually doing all right, because you know when you ask a man if they doing all right, and they be like, "Yo, I'm all right." They not good. All right is not good when you hear a man do that. That means he's stressed. Things ain't going right.
You're 100% right.
But we dealing with it, man.
Are you
but
not? Dealing with it. Are you not all right, or are you just answering in a lazy way? You're excellent.
He's excellent.
Okay.
I'm not hearing that.
Someone asked me how I was doing yesterday, bro, and I came with a little, I was about to say same old. And I was like, I don't want to say same old. That's really not appreciating life. No, I'm good, man. I'm doing great.
There
you're
go.
Right. It's important.
It's important. It's important. All right, answer this question, Mike, super fast, so you can get these passes. Check out Kanye West and Drake. Nice. It's going to be a late night, so hopefully you're up for it. Let's go, Laura Stiles.
All right, Mike. Can you tell us what TV show has a theme song that goes like this? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have...
The Facts of Life.
Okay.
Yeah! The Facts of Life.
Wait, Laura, part of the bit was you had to sing the song? Yo, this is lit. We should do that every day.
Sure.
TV show themes with Laura Stiles, and people got to guess the show. Oh, this is coming back.
It would be so right bad.
TV right. Show theme Thursday, Laura Stiles. She's got to sing them.
DJ John.
Yep.
Okay. Talking about The Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. What was Tootie's real name on the show?
Oh, come on. So Tootie?
Real name.
We just talked about this.
Kim.
Her real name on the show was
on
Kim.
The
okay.
Show.
Oh, on the show. Oh.
Not in real life.
Wasn't that Tootie? Rudy.
You actually, think her name was Rudy?
That's
Tootie.
The Cosby Show.
It was actually
Tootie.
Dorothy.
Oh. I never knew that.
Dorothy. I didn't. Yo, that's right. Yo, Mike. You getting laced up, Kanye West. Drake is yours. Hashtag free Larry Hoover.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. All right, now, are you going to be able to use these, Mike? Because, you know, it's 8 o'clock
yes,
Pacific is the show tonight.
Man, I'll be up all night watching this, man. Certified.
You know, this is... Yo, by the way, we was talking earlier. Thank you, Mike, man. We love you for listening. Hang on. Rosenberg, I don't know if you feel the same. I feel like there should be more excitement around this event. Kanye West and Drake, these are two of the biggest in the game.
But that's a testament to the weird way in which it happened.
Right.
I think the whole thing's weird. It started off with that weird picture, and it doesn't feel like...
It felt a little foresty, bro. Come on.
You think? I mean, it felt like gunpoint.
That is the understatement of the year. It felt forced?
Yeah.
There was a hostage video.
So I think you answered your own question. That's why, because you're right. I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, we get hyped for verses. This is Kanye and Drake. And it's not really.
Well, it ain't verses, so they're not going back and forth song for song. We know that.
Let's talk about this coming up, Flashing Lights.
Yeah, speculate.
Let's go right now. Let's do it. Laura Stiles is up.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Staff.
On the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
Well, yes, it's going down tonight, guys. 8 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 p.m. Eastern. So it will be a long night for us on the East Coast. But pictures are surfacing that people are working around the clock to build this, you know, amazing stage setup. That's going down at the LA Memorial Coliseum. I mean, you know, if Kanye's involved, it has to be something very artistic and very, you know, he's putting on a show. So it's going to be interesting tonight how it all goes down. We have very little information, so it's a surprise to a lot of people. I wonder if there's going to be any special guests. What do you guys think? You think it's just going to be Kanye and Drake?
I think definitely special guests.
I think some. Who is it going to be? Who is left that Kanye didn't alienate in the Drink Champs interview?
There's people who are on Donda that he didn't alienate.
Right, because it ain't going to be Common or Big Sean. Or not Common. He did this Calm, right? Oh, yeah, he did kind of. Yeah, he did.
Now, he showed Common mad love. I
mean, he showed Common love. You're thinking of Talib.
Big Sean and Talib.
There's also
He didn't include Common in the Democrat diss. That was just Talib and Sean. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, John Legend you're thinking of.
I'm sorry, John Legend.
there's also a ton of artists that they both did records with on these last two albums that are not affiliated with them on label type stuff and haven't this, like Lil Baby, Dirk. There's a bunch of people, actually.
That could do both. Yep, that's a right call.
Right.
That's a good call.
It'd be good to see a Rick Ross sighting out there.
Oh, what about The Weeknd? That would be crazy. We haven't seen Drake in The Weeknd a long time.
Yep.
I mean, that is Kanye's biggest song off this album. That's the smash. That's the song
I played. Hurricane, right?
Yeah, I played that in the car the other day. It popped up, and I was with my friend who's like, you know, 42-year-old dad who really doesn't get modern rap like that. And that joint came on. He was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, it's like this? Oh, it's a pop smash. So that would be a good one.
You think Jay-Z's coming out? We seeing Mr. Carter?
I think
it's a high probability that we see a Hov.
Wow, you do?
You think so?
Well, why not?
Because this involves
it's
other
for Larry
entities.
Hoover, remember. It's for Larry. You got to remember that part, too.
But that could be part of why he doesn't come out. We don't know what Hov's political moves are, you know, and his games with the NFL. And, you know, Hov has a lot of people to be in bed with also.
What is for Larry Hoover? Is it just to bring visibility to people, learn about
his case?
Is money being raised? I just have questions. And
Laura, it's a great point. Can he get out even? Like, is this an option? Like, no matter how much you raise, is this an option?
But is the money going to his family? Like, to his defense
team?
Well,
his son, Larry Hoover Jr. and Larry Hoover Jr.'s mother are definitely doing press. So I'm sure at some point, they're going to answer that question, right? Like, what? Or they have, and I haven't seen it. So, yeah, I think it's a high probability that Hov wants to be a part of this and be supportive of this.
There's an article from the Chicago Sun-Times, Laura, this summer. Federal judge denies sentencing break to Larry Hoover, quote, one of the most notorious criminals in Illinois history. So it doesn't sound like the Illinois legal system is particularly interested in making these moves.
Mm.
But
I looked at it and read it, there's also a side of it where I think Larry Hoover's like 80 years old or something. And he's been in jail for a long time. Like, this isn't recent. So there could be a conversation around, you know, could his life at this point be best served by being in the community and helping young people, not following his.
Let me put it this way. Here's my concern. The U.S. government doesn't pardon or show any love to innocent black men in the prison system. Like, we just had that case where the guy got off, had his sentence commuted, who was going to be executed. Where was it? Texas? No.
Which one?
There's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. It was the one in Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, the former football player. He got his sentence commuted. He's still in jail for life. And everyone knows he didn't do it. If we get so little leniency or kindness or empathy for innocent black people in the system, what makes anyone think that any amount of money is going to get this government to let out someone who I don't think anyone's arguing is innocent out of jail? It seems so unrealistic. It's America. I'm sorry.
I think it's also a part of the discussion. I think it's just a part. It's not being negative. I think it's being honest. I think it's also a part of the discussion, right, around our justice system in general, right? Because, you know, state to state, there's state issues, there's federal issues, and I think it's worth a conversation for sure. So, you know, bringing Larry Hoover's name and his and what he did and what he's trying to do now with his life and what his family's trying to do with the name and help Chicago, I think is a worthy convo. I don't know where it ends up, but I'm glad the conversation's happening.
Sounds like personally. You know Hov is showing up. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, what do you know, Ebro?
No, I don't. I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is that he was canoodling with his wife on IG. And then King Louis put his name here in the chat. And I thought about it like, wait, doesn't Hov live in L.A.? And doesn't he have amazing records with both these guys? Why not?
You do this Run This Town with Jay-Z, Rihanna bust out on the stage. It's crazy.
Oh, Rihanna too?
You never know.
And then Rocky comes out and does Bleeping Problem?
Psst. Movie.
Psh, crazy.
And then Kendrick comes out. And they do the Poetic Justice?
Man.
Monumental.
All right. We shall see. That's your flashing lights up for the time. It's 8:04, high of 39 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
With the holidays close by, I think we got to have the discussion about managing your parents, parenting your parents.
Oh, man.
Have you entered that time of your life as an adult where now you're your parents' parents?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
We'll take your phone calls. We'd love to hear your stories. What are you expecting for the holidays? How crazy and just not caring have your parents actually gotten where you got to be like, yo, dad, you got to chill. Mom, you can't do that, Mom. Mom, you can't do that. We'll take your calls coming up.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Y'all, I want y'all to listen to something real quick. Hang on.
What's happening?
Being held there without bail. Many of these people have never been charged for a crime before. Some of them are veterans, and the treatment is unbelievable. They are told they have to denounce President Trump. They are told that their views are the views of cult members, even though these are men that every single night at 9:00 at night, they put their hand over their heart and sing the national anthem voluntarily. Imagine a group of men being held in jail with no idea of when they're going to go to court, no ability to bail out, no ability to see their family, being mistreated and abused worse than we treat terrorists at Gitmo, yet they have their hand over their heart every night at 9 o'clock and sing the national anthem.
Who is
Do you
that?
Know who that is?
Yes.
Is that Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yes.
That is.
A psychopath.
And is she defending January 6th?
Yes.
Biden?
Yes. She went on to say that they're being treated this way because of the color of their skin.
I can't.
Their white
not.
Skin.
Congratulations. Yes. Congratulations. And I wanted you to play that audio because if you didn't know who that was and you didn't know what she was talking about, you would think that she was talking about black men in America.
Thank you.
In general. Right.
It for forever. We just finished talking about people in jail who everyone knows is innocent. People who are at January 6th on camera committing a crime.
Against America.
Oh,
terrorism.
My gosh.
Yo, they will co-op. Yo, listen, you got to, because that language right there, the reason I wanted to play it is that language, if you don't know any better, you're like, yeah. Absolute word.
Nah, when it started, I thought it was either about like false imprisonment of black people in this country, or maybe it was about the border.
Oh no.
Maybe it's about the Mexican border and what they're doing.
Nah, this is about people who wanted to overthrow an election, fam.
Wait, this is about treasonous American terrorists who attacked police officers and the Capitol. Yo, man, there are going to be more and more of these Marjorie Taylor Greene types every election. I think there's like 8 of them now. There's a whole bunch of them now.
And, you know, by the way, they've always been there. It's just now social media, they get super coverage. We see them.
No, I don't know. They haven't always been there in the sense that they're brand new. Like, they're people like her who are literally basically uneducated and new to politics who ran on the I'm a Trump crazy. It's kind of a new.
Oh, you. Oh, yeah. The set. Trump part. I was just talking about the ideals.
Yeah, you know they
what they're really fighting for.
Right, right. There have been definitely, obviously, white supremacists and racists who have been there before, but now it's like that's all they're even running on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. For sure.
It's wild.
Ladies and gentlemen, T-Bro Laura Rosenberg. Speaking of wild. Everybody's getting, we've had some conversations behind the scenes and maybe even a couple of days ago on this program. I was talking about my mom as she got into, as she got older. And me having to literally talk to my mom like she was a child when it came to like social filters. When people were over visiting. Literally like, mom, you can't talk to people like that. Mom, can you get off? Can you not lay on the couch so that other people can sit down?
So crazy.
Like, you know, and as you get older, you go, wait a minute, this is my parent. Like, you raised me. Why do I have to explain this to you?
Well, and then there's another layer, too, is that it's also picking your battles. And you're also like, and what is this? Sometimes you have to do it. Like, Ibra, if you had company over and your mom stretched out on the couch, you have to say something. And then you have other times when, like, you're just fighting with them about something they're saying that's stupid. And you're like, is this a worthwhile fight? Or, like, man, I don't want to get emotional on the air, but my dad was here last time. We were having an argument about something and something related to family. And he was just going down this path he always goes down of, like, I just don't know what you're talking about. And it's stupid. It doesn't make sense. And I started getting angry, man. And I looked up at him. And, like, my dad's fine. Like, he's fine.
But he's older.
And I looked at him, and I was like, man, he's an old man now, man. He's 74 years old. Yeah. What am I sitting here tripping on him about?
Exactly, like, that.
So that balance is really hard to decide what's worthwhile. Then you're giving him a hard time. You're like, man, let me not give him a hard time. It's stupid. I'm blessed that
Now here's the question for you, Rosenberg. You've now crossed that line of accepting that your parents are older and that the annoying or the crazy that you associated with your dad, you know, when y'all used to argue 20 years ago about things, you see him now and you go, yo, he's older. So now I got to go easier on him. Like, he's just, some people, they haven't They're in the
middle
of that.
They don't accept it. Well, they don't. The reason, and I said the story, I believe, on the air about me fighting with my dad. Maybe it was off the air. But I fought with my dad on Hanukkah. First time my girlfriend got to see me and my brother screaming at my father about a political issue at a holiday dinner. And my dad was like, you know, he can deal with it. He's fine. But at the same time, when do you go, to your point, when do you say, you know what? I'm continuing to treat him like he's the same, and I'm being like fighting with him hard like he's the same to make myself feel better. Because
right.
I don't want to accept that he's older. And the truth is, I need to accept that he's older and maybe back down off the argument as if he's still 55. He's not. He's 75. And maybe you need to accept that and show a little more grace, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, and then they haven't accepted it either. So they think
right.
they're still the same.
Oh,
which agitate, which sends you around the bend.
I know. Like, he still thinks he's throwing his fastball. And I'm like, Dad, this argument's not as tight as your arguments used to be. And now you have to accept that I'm better at this. I learned it from you, but I'm better right now. You're not hitting on all cylinders. I'm in my prime. But it's hard. It's hard. And they don't want to accept that. And I understand that. It would be hard.
Well, and, you know, with the holidays around the corner, you know, this agitation. It's all of what you're feeling right now, Rosenberg, is the emotions that hit people during the holidays, right? As things change, as parents get older, and then there's people who are struggling with getting older themselves, right? Because you're like, damn, my parents are older, which means I'm older, which means my kids are older, and time's not stopping. And it emotionally begins to wear on people, but... You know, that realization and acceptance is key. Let's go to Marie on the line. 800-223-9797. Have you got to the part in your life where your parents are basically children and you got to take care of them now? Marie, good morning.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Are your parents, yes. Are you your parents' parents now?
Oh, I've been my parents' parents. Like, I have to put my dad on a timeout. And when he's back, I have to send him home.
Wait.
I feel like I'm talking to one of my three kids.
Wait. So what type of things does he do that make you have to put him on timeout?
Okay, like, my dad, he had like a little drinking problem. So when he starts to get to drinking, he starts arguing with my mom. So I usually have to go to them and put them in separate corners and tell them to stop. And then once he don't stop, I have to be like, all right, you're on timeout. You're blocked for a week. And you got to go home. And I put him in a cab, and he's not allowed to talk to nobody.
Oh, my God.
Yo, man.
It's real.
Thanks, Marie.
It's
Yo,
real.
It's so real. It is so real for people.
Especially there's varying degrees of crazy, too. I mean, you can't necessarily give your parents the same level of grace if they're saying things that are really nuts, too.
I know. And there's layers, too. Like, for all the parents out there, what about your mom who's trying to tell you how to raise your kid? The arguments
here we
that
go
come.
Now.
Yes, mother-in-laws or moms. Like, I had to tell my mom, like, put my kid down. Stop. I was like, you cannot just be carrying her willy-nilly. And she's like, but she's crying. I'm like, Mom. Like, my mom kept forcing things on me. I'm like, we don't do that around here, okay? I had to really tell her, like, Mom, this is the way I'm moving. I need you to respect the way I'm moving. But it doesn't always go like that. Some parents are just like, nope, I know best. I raised you. It happens.
Let's go to Sham. Sham's on the line. She says she's parenting her mom, Sham.
Yeah, so my mom is quite Caribbean, and she doesn't
quite
understand,
Caribbean.
You know, okay. social etiquette, especially when it comes to, like, different races. Like, Jamaicans, we're very, like, you get described by what you look like half the time. So we took my sister out for hibachi for her birthday, and my mom wanted more utensils. She looks at the lady across the way and was like, Miss Chin.
No.
And, like, I had to, like,
no.
I had to really, like, scold her, like, bro, we are not in Kingston. You can't, like, that's not a race.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, there's so many old school Caribbean things that fly where you're like, yo, if for some reason it made sense in Jamaica, Dominicans too, like when they just call a Chinese person, They'll just call him a Chinese person, but in Spanish.
Any Asian person is a Chinese person.
Yo, they'll be like, yo, the Chino. Yeah, you'd be like, you can't just, horrible. you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that.
It's so
larger
nuts.
Larger people, they call them fluffy. Like, it's
not cute. No.
I've heard fatty.
Wait, no, you can't say.
You're saying fluffy.
Latinos, too, they'd be like, gorda, yeah, flaca.
Right. It's not okay.
Yo,
good morning, you guys.
Have a great morning. Yo, that's super facts, yo. When they call people fluffy.
Right. Yo.
Yo, you can't just call people fluffy.
Bro.
Look, Rasan the cameraman.
By the way, no.
Rasan the cameraman is Trini, so he's like, fluffy is universally loved.
Are you called fluffy? I don't really respect your take on that, Rasan. You got to ask someone who had never been called fat in their life until one day someone said, hey, Fluffy. And they were like, they're talking to me? Oh, wait, I'm Fluffy?
But Rosenberg, I'm telling you, in Spanish, people be like, gordo.
Yeah,
gordo.
If I had someone call me gordo and I didn't know it was me, and I turned around and went, I'm gordo? I would be tight.
And it's like, they don't mean it in a bad way, but it doesn't sound right. I'm like, oh,
yo,
God.
Just calling people fat and skinny is out of here, bro.
It gets worse.
Oh, for sure. And it doesn't translate. It doesn't translate to United States.
We didn't even get into the black ones that exist in Spanish, too. All of those things exist and are not right.
Nah, dude. It's out of control. Speaking of, the Gordo Guru and his compadres are next. Well done, John. Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Good morning.
Yo, we collected some toys out here for the kids in need for the holiday season. Shout out to the whole Hot 97,
yes.
The whole family here. You know, Flex and Nessa and Megan and TT and Enough and Camilo and Cass and Wala and everybody, the whole family. Shawnee Culture, everybody here. Mia Bell. Got to shout out everybody. I'm sure I left some names out, but I love you, man. I love you. We got this toy drive going on. Do you guys have the details in front of you?
I do. It's a big toy drive that we're doing, and it's going to be at Boost Mobile, 30 Mall Drive West in Jersey City, New Jersey. So, and the cool part about this is for every brand new, you know, unwrapped toy that you guys donate, 300 Entertainment is going to match it. So we're going to double it up and make sure we have toys for everybody in need this holiday season.
30 Mall Drive West. Wait, what mall is that?
It's this Saturday, guys. This Saturday.
Is that Newport Mall? Yeah, it's Newport Mall.
Well, it's at the Boost Mobile. That's where we're
going to
be at.
It's right in the mall.
Okay.
Newport Mall over in Jersey City.
30 Mall Correct. Drive. 30 yeah. Mall Drive West in Jersey City.
All right. Go look for it. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro.
Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to help all those in need. Things get hectic this holiday season, but don't worry. We're here for you.
That's right. Here to save lives.
Shawnee Culture with the Sage Rosenberg. Lead us some breathing exercises. Zen the energy.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what's going on?
All right, who needs your help?
What y'all got, the Omarion?
This is not Zen.
It's not Zen at all.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
That's right.
Subject is bound to happen.
Mm.
By the way, keep those emails coming. I know I keep getting a lot. Like, we're backed up. We have a backlog. That's how good it is right now. I appreciate you all. We'll get to them all. This one's new, though. Hello, team, loyal listener. Weekdays 7:30 to 8:50. That 97 minutes commercial-free hits the spot. Peter, you may need to put your turntables away for a week after not knowing all night long. Hit yourself with the button.
Wow.
Wow.
He's a fight.
He said, next thing you know, it'll be Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean.
Classic.
I swear to God.
Caribbean Queen.
Wouldn't know what it was right now.
You wouldn't know? Yeah, it would be off. Because it could be anything.
Nah, I would have got that. I would have got that.
I don't know.
Laura, would you know this was Caribbean Queen? Honestly.
No.
She just found me in the painted on jeans.
Painted on jeans. Nah, man.
Painted on jeans.
Yo, can Lionel Richie and Billy Ocean have their own genre of music?
Caribbean Queen.
Did he actually? But see, I don't think he said Caribbean Queen. I heard Caribou Queen.
Caribou? He says it's called.
I know it was called Caribbean Queen, but listen how he says it.
I knew her number in her name.
I forget what island he's from.
She said I was the tiger she wanted to take.
Well, clearly it's somewhere in the ocean, Sean.
Achoo.
Caribbean Queen. Caribbean.
That's how he said it.
Hold on. He got accent when he said it.
Yeah.
Ebro's right, though. It sounds like Caribou. It does.
Well, Leslie Sebastian Charles, professionally known as Billy Ocean, is a British recording artist who had a string of R&B international hits, blah, 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 blah.
He's got to be Jamaican. So. His name's Leslie.
Nope.
He's just British.
He's from Trinidad.
Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. Faizabad.
From Faizabad. Big up Faizabad, yo. What's it seen?
The reason I played that after the guy said it is to eliminate it from Shawnee playing because I knew I wouldn't know it. So now it's gone. yo, by the way, and last thing regarding White-ish Wednesday, yesterday I played. I had to see how whack I was. I played all night long for Michael Kay and Don LaGreca on the K Show.
Mm-hmm. They got it quick.
In the ad libs, they both got it. Damn, damn, damn. I was mortified.
You wanted to know that you wasn't the only one, but found out.
Michael's
the only one.
Michael's 60, and then I did the same thing for my girl who's 32, mm-hmm. and she knew it in the ad libs.
Right.
Congratulations. Right. You played yourself.
Disgrace, huh?
Yeah, did you post yesterday's episode like usual?
Nope, because he was already being banned.
Congratulations.
And what you
want,
I'll post it right now.
I'll post it today.
Congratulations.
You
played
yourself.
Wow. I'll post it today. All right, thegurulore at gmail.com. We continue on. He says, I digress. Here it is. Man, I'm winning. My second wife is a dime.
Mm.
Great job and 14 years younger than me.
Okay.
All good. No, just a major upgrade all around. So that's not the issue. Mm-hmm. My problem is my ex and my son, who is in his 20s. Parentheses, he says, by the way, shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa.
Don't know what exactly he means in that exact spot, but I'm glad we got it in. If you browse around on adult sites long enough, you are bound to feel like you recognize someone. And sure enough, I did. I saw my ex riding the pony and taking it like a porn star.
What?
Oh.
Hilarious and disgusting at the same time. My son does not know. So, dear friends, my question. Do I tell my boy and save him from what could be a traumatic experience? Or let it rock and hope he never comes across it? And before you start thinking I'm jealous, yuck. What should I do? 100% true story. P.S. White-ish Wednesday is hilarious.
So wait. this dude saw his son's mom on the internet riding a pony.
Right, on a porn
but
site.
Pony metaphorically speaking.
No, Shawnee. He means he means the sex.
Come on, Johnny. Adult
and
was website.
And he prefaces it. It's bound to happen that his son is going to run into it. And his son is in his 20s.
First and foremost, where's the link?
We need
Let's
evidence.
Get our priorities in order here. He said send us the link.
Yo, that's... Can you do that? Is that foul to send a video of your son's mother doing porn to a radio station?
Well, no. Is it... Wait. I thought it was already out.
It is, but still, you want to be the one promoting it?
No, he's not promoting. He's just sharing it with the homies. It's already out. Okay.
The son is a grown-up. It's not like he's 10. You know what I mean?
And if this is what she want to do with her body and she making money off of it, let's get the numbers up.
Making money. You know I mean, she's on a video on a site. She's not.
Oh, she's not actually like this is
she's
her
not a
profession.
Porn star.
She's not a career.
No, God. She's in
I mean,
a video.
Maybe she. I thought we was
first,
helping out. I thought maybe
first,
she was going down that path.
He should make sure that she's aware of it. Like, make sure it's something she wanted out there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually a really good point.
That's the best move.
You've got to talk to her and then and see what she says.
Because just to
make
sure
did you know that this was even out there?
Right. Because what if she doesn't even know? What if that was like a personal video that somebody leaked? That's happened a million times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, facts.
And then it's like if she does, like, what's your thoughts on our son like running into this?
Yeah.
So that she
For the record though, I think his idea that his son is bound to run into it. When there's literally millions and millions of porn movies out there, I wouldn't go on that assumption and go telling him for no reason. Like, that's you're true. Probably that's gonna see one. It one day. What?
Right.
Or maybe weird. When talking to the mother after she says, if she says, yeah, it's mine, it's what I'm doing, it's my thing. Be like, all right, and to ask her how she would like to handle it. Do you want to tell him? Do you want to tell your son?
Right. Be like, you tell him then.
Yeah, maybe ask her how he wants her.
Or maybe there is no tell him. Maybe there is just, like Rosenberg said, we'll cross that. He's an adult. We'll cross that bridge when we got to cross that bridge.
That's true.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's the way to go. I think we've given you the answer.
Yeah.
You know? And while we're at it, let's just use this as this time on December, in this December 2021, to remind everyone that just because someone you know popped up on a nasty video on Pornhub, please do not go loosely using the word porn star, okay? Mm-hmm. You going down on someone in a Hardee's parking lot in a nasty iPhone video does not put you in a category with Heather Hunter and Jenna Jameson, all right? You just did something gross.
Wow, you went way back. You went way back.
Wow. I think I'm Heather Hunter.
But I want to add on to that. Everybody starts somewhere. So if that's where you started.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
You could make it all the way.
Right.
So that you could be Mia Khalifa next. We don't know.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Whatever you want to do, fam.
And don't hesitate to share it. You know what I'm saying? With the fight.
Do we have to? And by the way, do we now have to act in 2021 in our non-judgment world? I get the sense from both Ebro and Laura that we have the tone we have to take is we can't even say this is a bad idea. We have to be like, you know what? Good for you. It's great.
Well, how about this?
I mean,
the porn stars that I've known throughout the years, right? They, A, have all wanted to do it.
Yes.
And B, got older in life and were like, I'm off it now and moved on to other things.
Yeah.
So it's not like the end of the world.
but they were but they made money for doing it.
Yes. Yes.
Like they had
a
real
who's a very big porn star and she just enjoys
Laura,
it.
Laura, please
thing.
Don't compare Asa Akira to some lady in the Burger King bathroom. If but you're they, not
my
willing
point
to go
is
all
they
the way,
all started somewhere. Is what I'm saying.
All right, man.
But I understand what you're saying. But some people
you,
like
you just don't want it loose out and about to be found later by future generations. By the
nah,
way, it's not
it
just
is
the
like
son.
A bad look. If you made a terrible movie back in the day. Okay, it does mess up your resume. It's like a bad photo. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like when I look at the jeans I was wearing back in the 90s, it's like, why was I doing that? Why was my jeans so big? You know what I'm saying?
The only thing I hope, Rosenberg, is that she wanted it out there.
Well, if not, it's a crime.
Right.
Just so people know, that's a crime. You can't film people. Anyways, we gave you the answer. I don't remember what it was, but we said it.
Just talk to your ex-wife and see, you know, and see if she is aware of it. And if she is, then you guys decide how you guys want to handle it. But he's a grown man. He's 20 years old. He'll be
he's perfectly ready to see his mom getting boned on the internet.
Okay,
my
Lord. So say the guru.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Trent, no weakness. We're going to do weakness.
Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
There ain't no age when that is not traumatized.
Unless, of course, you knew your mom was a freak, or your dad was a freak.
That wouldn't still be traumatized?
I think I know some people. I know some people who definitely know that their parents were sexually risque their whole life. And would not be surprised, like found nudes and, you know, found
was
all
your friend,
of that
was
stuff.
Was your friend named Marcus? And did he work very high at a black fragrance company? And his parents would come over and have sex in the bathroom at Thanksgiving?
What?
And the dad was wearing a mushroom jacket?
Wait, what? What are you talking about, Boomerang?
Yeah,
wait, what?
Bang, 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 bang.
Yo,
all right.
That's
well,
how you were describing
okay.
it. I'm sorry.
Let's
go
focus.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
So Remy Ma is... rumor has it that he's producing something real big for female battle rap. In a recent interview, they quoted her on saying that she's putting together something real big for females. She says that it's something along the lines of a tournament or competition that's set to take place in February of next year.
Rem.
So
Rem
would be perfect to be behind something like this if this is, you know, if this is really happening. So it'll be dope
that'll
to
be
see,
cool.
right?
Very, very cool. You know how I feel.
Well,
remember the
famous Lady Luck Remy Ma battle. You know, Remy's battle tested. So facts. She knows. She knows what to do
please,
out here.
Please go on YouTube and look that up. It's a great movie.
Oh, wait, breaking news. Producer Griff says porn star's ex already emailed back. Just sent it to P.
Uh-oh.
A guru breaking news.
Whoa.
A guru breaking news.
Wow.
This is a fast update.
Never had something so fast.
He's listening for real.
Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, he's locked in. He's locked in. So did he send you the link to the adult
I hope not.
Film?
What up, Fot?
What did he say?
He wrote, not sharing LMAO. And the mom knows she didn't want it out there, but hooked up with a bad guy. But I did call her. He said, I called her immediately while I was still laughing. I respect
you. Wow, but that sucks. She didn't want that out there.
So wait, can't she get it taken down?
Believe it.
Or is that very hard?
Sometimes it's hard. She has to prove that she, it's just, it's I've seen stories that it's a process. And a lot of women have been fighting this for a long time.
And before you know it, it's now on multiple sites.
Yeah.
You got to fight it again.
So it's like, just because you get it taken down on one site doesn't mean that like it's all over the internet. So it's honestly,
so she didn't
really
want
sad.
It out there. She didn't want it out there. She knows it's out there, and you're worried about your 20-year-old son coming across it one day. I think this is her deal. She's got to deal mm-hmm. with this.
And by the way, it's all the more reason though that if I was giving her advice, I'd say you still don't need to say anything. Cross that bridge when you come to it, because maybe he never finds it. And then if he does, you say this is not something I ever wanted, and you can explain. You know.
Aw, that sucks.
A guru breaking news. Wow. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
All right. Did you see Rosenberg? Tiger Woods is back.
Well,
you know.
Well.
It's been 10 months since his horrible car accident, but he's officially signing up for next week's PNC Championship with his son. So that's cool.
Love that.
Yeah, so he's love that. Playing golf with his son.
And Rosenberg, the Tiger Woods update is basically him saying he's not going to play golf again unless he's 100% healthy.
He said he's playing. He's coming back. He plans on playing, but it's just going to be select tournaments when he feels like playing. He basically knows his body isn't capable of competing at a real level again. He wants to play this tournament next week with his son, Charlie. In fact, it's the last tournament that he played before the accident. But this is a pretty light, casual tournament, obviously. It's father and son. And he's going to pick tournament. My guess is, Ebro, he'll play in the Masters every year. He'll probably play at the Open Championship, depending what course it's at. You know, he'll play at the U.S. Open, depending where it is. But he's not going to be just playing, you know, the Farmers Insurance every tournament. He's not doing that.
Is there an updated Tiger Woods documentary yet? No.
No, they just dropped it just came out like a year ago. A year and a half ago.
Man, that story is crazy, man.
The whole thing, that he even bounced back, that that he keeps having things happen?
No, his whole life, from Stanford till now, like just the fact that I'm, you know, 46 and I watched this guy change golf. We watched this guy change golf, who he was at his highest, like at his highest height, who he was, then the issues, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? The issues, the injuries, and then this.
It's a wild story.
Yeah.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:54, high of 39 degrees. Alternate tech parking rules are in effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight it goes down. I'm sure it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be trending. It's going to be crazy. Drake and Kanye. Kanye and Drake in L.A. It's a free Larry Hoover concert. We don't know explicitly where the money's going. I don't know if that's been laid out, but maybe we'll get more intel tonight when they're doing the event, and we'll get a better understanding of how this is benefiting, whether it's prison reform, Larry Hoover specifically, all the above, and then the special guest, I'm sure, is going to be an event tonight. So shout to Amazon for reaching out to us and giving us some passes to put people in the movie theaters and all of that. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Get up. Wake that ass up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.